Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Peya Daf Hey. Daf Hey. And again, the Shiurim, this Masecha, are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work they do in all aspects of Jewish life. As we continue here in Maseches Peya, Maseches Peya has eight prakim, a little shorter than Maseches Brachas here in the Yerushalmi, 73 dafim. And we are on the fifth daf, and we have some agadata today, as we'll see. Maseches Peya is not just about Peya, as we know, especially the first Mishnah in Peya. We get to talk about a lot of different topics. So, Hither Mitzvah came up. Comes up in Shabbos Kuflama Gimel in the Bavli, and it comes up here, Peya Daf Hey, in the Yerushalmi, where the Gemara spoke about how the Gemara got into this, because we spoke about Gemilas Chasadim and Talmud Torah, so we're in Gemilas Chasadim aspects. We spoke about Gemilas Chasadim versus Begufo Ubamamono, as was mentioned on yesterday's Dafa. We got into limits on Mamon, so the Gemara quoted on the top of today's Amud, Tanadir Rabbi Ishmael, the Chazal that we're familiar with, Zakei Levi Anveyu. Let's read it again. Could a person beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zekeli, this is my God, and I will beautify him. How do we beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it that possible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, not tangible. One of the animamins, Ella anavelo b'mitzvos. It means if I make his mitzvos beautiful, and he told me to do the mitzvos, so then by doing the mitzvos in a beautiful way, that itself makes Hashem beautiful, so to speak. Beautifies the avoda. Es elafadav lulav na'eh, sukkah na'eh, shofar na'eh, Tzitzis na'at tefillinah, all of the different elements. And again, what does each one of these mean? We spoke about yesterday, tefillin, what exactly, what part of tefillin is na'at? What about tzitzis na'at? Is it the strings? Is it the beged? Does the beged have the status of the mitzvah? The tzitzis are the strings, but the beged that the tzitzis go on, is that also called tzitzis? Is that what we're talking about? Each one of these should be analyzed within the area of that halacha. So, but the examples given here, and most of the time, the examples that we have are hider mitzvah in objects. And that's most of the time we have. There are other examples of hider mitzvah, not in objects, but even in meisen. There's a tosus and brachas and daf chaf aleph. We spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Remember that the discussion of what to do when one is in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and then the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. Tosafot has a line there that even though Shomea Kaone, which we saw in the Maseches Brachos, but still saying it yourself is Hider Mitzvah. Hider Tvei. That's nothing to do with the Chefza. That just has to do with an action. Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim focus on not eating on Erev Pesach is Hider Mitzvah, so when we'll eat matzah, we will be eat it with a... with an appetite. Mishum hider mitzvah. Again, another example of that. I'm a Gemara Sukkah, please. And there are other examples, right? The Bach discusses regarding a shofar shel ayil. That's a chefza, but it has to do with a maisa, which chefza we use. And obviously, hider mitzvah in Neiris Chanukah. The ultimate source for hider mitzvah is that in the chefza or just the way that we do it. The Hamahadrim and a Mahadrim talks about the person. Mahader Acher HaMitzvos. That was Rashi's Lashon in Masecha Shabbos. HaMahadrin Acher HaMitzvos. So we sometimes have, most of the time have a Hider Mitzvah in the Chafsa, but sometimes we have it in the Maisa as well. Rav Shachter likes to point out this Hider Mitzvah in every Mitzvah, including, let's say, Talmud Torah. Right? Talmud Torah, if somebody gives a shiur, this Hider Mitzvah to be Mahader, to how in the presentation of the mitzvah, to give it in a structured way, and to make a nice sheet, and whatever, however presentable, package Torah nicely, that also is hider mitzvah. Once in a while, we find hider mitzvah being ma'akev. No, most of the time it's not. It's l'chadchila, try to be ma'hader achra mitzvahs, but if you don't do hider mitzvah, then it's okay, you just lost the hider mitzvah. Once in a while, it's ma'akev, and that's Rashi, the beginning of Luv HaGazel. Which Tosfos argues on. But there, remember, the Mishnah says that you can't use a dried-out lulav. Lulav hayavish is pasul. Lulav hayavish is pasul. Why is lulav hayavish pasul? Rashi quotes there, Chav Tesma Bezin, the Bavli and Sukkah, the be'inan mitzvah muhuderes. Because you need a beautiful mitzvah. Dichsiv va'anveyu. And our pasuk, va'anveyu, I will beautify the mitzvahs. Hider mitzvah. Right, ask the Rishonim, but hider mitzvah is not ma'akev. So what's Rashi talking about? What does it mean that it's going to be va'anveyu? Yavish is pasul. It's possible. Tosfos, Mefarsh B'Gemara, because Luav is Ishkus L'Esrog, Tzibbe Hadar. V'lo kamo shebir shakuntrish, Mishut Tzibbe Hezek Keli V'Anveyu. De'ein V'Anveyu, Elo L'chatchila. V'lo Mifsal B'Hachi. It's not Nifsal with that, like the Gemara says. He quotes the Gemara earlier in Sukkah, Daf Yad Aleph. By Eged Lulav, says there, if you're Oged it, it's great, and if not, it's still kosher. So therefore, Tosfos assumes that there's a different basis. Again, that's an example where Rashi says that it's Likuva. There's also a Shita in Meseches Gittin and Daf Chaf around that Hiddur Mitzvah might be Likuva in Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam mysteriously never mentions Hiddur Mitzvah. Never mentions Hiddur Mitzvah. He talks about doing mitzvahs, he doesn't, the phrase Hiddur Mitzvah. He does, I think, at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam talks about how we're supposed to do mitzvahs biyafesh b'nachasav, right? And that's what we learn from Cain and Hevel. Right? We have to do mitzvahs in the most beautiful item that we have. It's not exactly hiddur mitzvah. So he doesn't quote it. So why doesn't he quote it? So you must think it's a midas chasidus. It's not a me'ikir hadin. That's the language of the me'iri in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel yishtadel. Try one's best. La'olam ye'adam mishtada l'kayim es ha-mitzvah behidr. Try to do mitzvah behidr. U'binoy and in beauty. Derech ha'ara amru. Derech ha'ara, good advice. Chazal says, zekeli v'yanvil es na'el afad ha-mitzvahs. The examples given. Sukkah na'el, lulav na'el, shofar, tzitzis, tfilin, sefer Torah na'el, diyo na'el, ksiva na'el. Right? Added on, based on that Gemara. Right? The writing and the ink. Ula karcho b'shirayim na'im and wrap it in beautiful cloths. So this is all Zekeli v'Anveyu relating to Rabbi Yishmael that is quoted here in Peyadafe. We continue. Abishal Omer, a different drasha on the same pasuk. Adamelo Anvehu Anivahu. Rashi quotes this ala Torah. I will be like him. Ma. Hu chanun v'rachum, af atate chanun v'rachum. Being like Hashem. Just like Hashem is kind and compassionate, so too, you have to be kind and compassionate. And this is a mitzvah saseh da'araisa. Mitzvah da'araisa of a halachta b'drachav. On the first page of the Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim says, 8 times in the Torah, it says in different forms, be like Hashem. Acharei Hashem alokeichem teilechu, v'halachta b'drachav. Right? All different ways. But that's a mitzvah. It's not just a night. It's not, now the Ramban often quotes the general psukim and makes a big deal about them. Kedoshim tiyu and v'yasisa yashav atov and tamim tiyem Hashem alokecha. But those aren't specifically dafka mitzvos, one of the 613. V'yalachta b'drachav is one of the mitzvos. Right, the Sefer Chinuch has this as the third to last mitzvah in the Torah. Third to last mitzvah. The last mitzvah is Kiva Sefer Torah. The second to last mitzvah is Hakel. The third to last mitzvah, mitzvah 611, mitzvah lihidamos b'darki Hashem yizbarach. Hatovim Aisharim, being like Hashem. Shinitz Tavinu La'asos Kol Ma'aseinu B'derach HaYosher V'Hatov B'chol Kochenu. Right, acting, we are commanded to, in all of our actions, with all of our strength, to be like Hashem. U'la'atos Kol Dvareinu Asher B'neinu U'beinzu L'aseinu Adarach HaChesed V'Harachamim. Chesed and Rachamim, compassion. Kasher Yadano Mitaraseinu Shezeu Derach Hashem V'zeh Chefso Mibir Yosef. This is what he wants. L'man Yizku L'tuvo. So that we're Zochet to all the goodness. And he quotes the pasuk at the end of the Torah, V'yalach t'vidracha perachav ches, pasuk tes, we have to follow in his ways. But this is the Chazal, Mahu Afata. Remember in the Bavli, it's about Midos and Maisim. Midos here, like Shabbos, Kuflam, and Gimel, in the Bavli, and here, Zekeli, Mahuv Afata, in terms of Midos, but in terms of Maisim, I mean, that's the Gemara in Maseches Sota, where the Gemara says that Hashem visited the sick, Bikur Cholim, so we have to, visit the sick, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Menachem Avelim, and Hashem is Kover Mesim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem is Malbesh Arumim, by Adam and Chava. So by all of those, Hashem is, we have to act like Hashem in Maisim and in Midos. That's the Gemara in, again, in Sota, and in Shabbos is in Midos, like the Gemara here, and Sota is in Maisim. That's the last Amud of the first parak. Right? Let me just read that. The Lashon is based on a different pasuk. Right, not v'alach v'drachav, but the pasuk says, as I mentioned before, my dechsev, Amar b'chav b'barchanin, my dechsev al asher chrei Hashem lokechem teilechu, v'chiyef shal adam lahalich achar shchina. Could one follow the shchina? V'alok kfar nemar ki Hashem lokecha ish ochlahu. Hashem is a consuming fire. So how can we be like Hashem? Ela lahalech achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there the Gemara midos means actions. Mahu mal b'sharumim, mahu biker cholim, right? All the four actions that are mentioned there. Okay, says the Gemara. We continue. Maisa b'Rebbe Yeshevav. I'm getting back to the limits that we had on Stucca. Rabbi Yeshevav once got up and gave all of his property away to Aniyim. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, v'alo amru, chomesh b'dechasav l'mitzvahs. Rabbi Gamliel says, what are you doing? Right? Only a chomesh. Only a chomesh. How can you do that? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Gamliel sent that? How can you do that? Rabbi Gamliel lo kodim l'usha haya. Didn't Rabbi Gamliel live much earlier? In Usha, they made the takana of Hamavazbeis Yosef Michomesh. So it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel knew this beforehand, but, you know, he lived before Usha. So as we had yesterday. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rabbi Levi, Kachaisa Halacha Biyada V'Shechachua. This was always the Halacha. This was always known much generations earlier. But it was forgotten and it wasn't focused on. So in Usha, they reenacted it. V'amdu Hashniim, V'eskimu Adas HaRishonim. In Usha, they were mislacking it, and they were mechavein to the earlier generations. Even though they had forgotten it, but they made it and they were mislacking it again. La metcha, and this teaches me the fact that the later generation came up with it after being forgotten. La metcha shatal davar shebezdin nosdin nafshin alav. Anything that a bezdin is moser nefesh on, sofu miskayim. Right. So different pshatim. What this means? Does this mean? Is this talking about the later bezdin or the earlier bezdin? If an earlier bezdin is moser nefesh for a halacha, then even if it's forgotten at a certain point, it's going to come back in the future. It's one way to understand it. Or the opposite. If a later bezdin is moser nefesh on a halacha, then they're going to be able to be mechaving to the MS of the earlier generations. Sofu miskayim, kamosha namar lamosha misinai. As if it was, you know, given over at our Sinai. They're going to come over to and be able to come up with that earlier MS. Because there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that in Psak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them in terms of the MS. This doesn't mean that there's only one MS. This doesn't mean that there's only one way of psak, right? Gemara says, remember in Erevin, Elu ve'elu divri Elokim chayim, and the Ritva on that Gemara, where the Ritva on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis in Erevin quotes the Bali Atosfas. The Bali Chachmei Tsarfas, right? The Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad. Dafka on that, the Gemara quotes the Chachmei Tsarfas and says, I don't understand, what does this mean, Elu ve'elu divri Elokim chayim? Right? What's right? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? Right, what does that mean? Heich efshar shiyu shneim divri Elokim chayim. Ze oser v'ze matir. How is that possible? V'tirtzu. And the Rabbani Tsarfas answer. Ki kisha'ala Moshe lamarim l'kabel Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, her ulo al kol davar v'davar. Memtes panim le'isser u'memtes panim le'heter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him studim of heter and isser. Showed him all aspects of Torah knowledge. Vishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Moshe says, I don't understand this. What does this mean? Is it us or is it mutter? Is it chayiv? Is it pater? Is it tamei? Is it tar? V'amar shi'hezem masur l'chachmei Yisrael shebechol davadar. V'yehachra kamosam. I leave it in the hands of the rabbis of the generations. They'll figure it out. Meaning every Torah topic is complicated and multifaceted. And which is the Iker, which is the Tafel, so you have to leave for every Chachmei Adar. And therefore there's an MS that can be gotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the system, the world, the Halacha system, that the Chachmei Hador, Shebachol Dar Vador, they're the ones that determine. They're the ones that determine the MS that will be had. It doesn't matter what happens in Shemayim. That's the amazing Gemara in Bamitzia in the Bavli Daf Pevav, where there's a machlokes in Shemayim between the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could even say those words. The machlokes about a certain detail in Saras, and they try to figure out exactly what the halach is, and who should we ask? We're going to go ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani, right, who's the expert in Negayim, and he's in Olam Hazeh, obviously. So, see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishabed himself, kaviyachol, to the word of the Rabbana. So it isn't one MS, but the Gemara here says that if we work really hard, either the earlier or the later generation, they're going to be mechaving to that same MS, and that's what happened here with Usha. We continue. Va'asya kai demar Rabbi Mana. And it follows the words of Rabbi Mana. The fact that if we work very hard, we'll come to the MS. Ki lo davar reku mikem. Torah is not something empty or meaningless. V'im hu reik mikem lama she'im atem yigeim bo. And if you think it's reik, it's mikem. It's because you, meaning we haven't persevered and been moser nefesh enough, but there's nothing in Torah that is meaningless. It's just because we haven't worked hard enough. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva that, you know, there are people that are megalepanim batorah because they don't work hard enough. We take a cursory glance at a certain halacha. You know, sometimes somebody will learn one halacha. So what is this? What are the rabbis saying? What is the Torah saying? What a foolish halacha. Again, it's the chas v'shalom. So somebody doesn't learn it from the inside, so then one doesn't appreciate it. Rabbeinu Yonah writes this in Shar Gimel, in Os Kuf Mem Hei. Pirish ha-megala panim batorah, ha-ish asher he-iz panav l'daber la-torah, dvar mesher lo-kein. Va'amru, chinam nechtevu batorah, ela psukim, basfiris binyanim elu. Umiga avaso v'ga'ono amar belibo. From his own arrogance. Since you don't understand it, you'll say, "Ah, I don't understand it, and it's meaningless. And what's the purpose of this?" Right? That's because lo davareku mikem. You think it's a davarek mikem? It's because of you. It's because that we haven't persevered enough. Or if we push ourselves in Torah, so then we'll appreciate it. Kihu chayechem. Next phrase in the pasuk: it is your life. Emasahu chayechem b'shah sha'atem yigeim bo. When is it chayechem? When we are yageya, when we work hard in the Torah. And there are other examples. We're about to quote three other examples where a later person or someone was mechavein to the earlier MS. Coming to the earlier MS, even though he wasn't explicitly told it. And the first example is quoted in the Bavli and Brachas also. Rashi quotes this also. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna, uVetzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mate Yehuda asa es kol. Betzalel, the architect of the Mishkan, did everything that, and the Gemara says, asher tziva oso Moshe ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say that Betzalel did everything that Moshe told him. Ela asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did everything that Hashem had told Moshe, but Moshe hadn't told him. Afilu dvarim shaloshama mipi rabo, even information that Moshe did not tell Betzalel, his kima daito k'moshe nemar l'moshe misinai. Betzalel was able to figure it out. So he was able to figure it out. That's the message of working hard and being mechavi to the emes. What exactly was the difference between the two? So remember, Rashi quotes that, but it's Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Hey, where there was a question about the order. Do you build the Kalim first, or do you build the Mishkan first? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, what's the goal? The goal is the Kalim. So first build the Kalim, and then you'll build the walls of the Mishkan and the Krashim to put the Kalim in. And Betzalel says, but I don't understand. I'm going to build the Kalim. Where am I going to put them? Where am I going to put them? You have to, the process is important too. It's not just the goal of the Mishkan. Right? It says the Betzalel. Read the Gemara. B'shash amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe leich emar lo Betzalel aseli mishkan aron kelim holach Moshe v'hafach v'yamar lo asei aron v'kelim v'mishkan amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu min hago shel olam adam bone bayis v'yacharkach machros l'tocho kelim. First you build the house and then you buy all your appliances. V'yato omer aseli aron v'kelim u'mishkan kelim sh'ani osel l'heich anachlisam. Where am I going to put the kelim in? Shema kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say mishkan aron v'kelim. Maybe Hashem told you the opposite order. Betzalel says to Moshe, amar lo, shema betzel kel hayita v'yadata. Betzalel betzel kel. You are in the shadow of Hashem v'yadata, and you were able to figure this out. But that's the first example here, given that Betzalel figured it out. Right? We got into this through Usha. Through Usha, and figuring out the earlier halacha of limitations on staka, but here Betzalel has this example as well. Number two, a second example, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Benaya, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein mosh tziva Moshe es Yoshua, v'chein asa Yoshua lo heisir davar. Yeshua did everything that Moshe told him, and there was nothing that he didn't do. Right, this is in Sefer Yoshua. Mikol asher tziva oso Moshe ein ksiv kan ela eis asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Same diuk. Doesn't say that Yeshua did everything that Moshe told him. Yeshua did everything that Hashem told Moshe. Afilu dvarim shel shama mipi rabo is kima daito k'moshe nemar l'Moshe misidai. So it's Betzalel and it is Yehoshua. Number three, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Noya, Rabbi Chona b'shem Rabbi, based on the pasuk Torah's emes ha'isa b'fiyu. Right, the words of Torah are in his mouth. Elu dvarim shel shama mipi rabo. This is talking about the words that he heard from his Rebbe. V'avla lo nimsa b'sfasav, and the any type of crookedness and sin, lo nimsa b'sfasav, afilu dvarim shloshom im pi rabo. So the first phrase is everything that he heard, and the second phrase is avlo nimsa b'sfasav, even things that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he was machaving to. For Rabbanan Amrim, another pasuk that relates to this, ki Hashem yeh b'kislecha v'shama raglecha milochet. Right, what is that referring to? So we've darshan it. Afilu dvarim sha'at ksil bahem. Right, even things that you are ksil from, you don't know from, right? The ksil is foolish, right? The marafolda. She'ena ta yodea osan. Even things that you are ksil from, v'shamar raglacha milachad, Hashem will protect you. Meaning if you work hard in the Torah, Hashem, you'll have divine protection. Ribdosa omar min ha-horaya. What will you have protection from? From inappropriate psak. Ho-ra'ah. Right? Par helam davar shal tzibur. That has to do with a ho-ra'ah. You'll be protected from a false psak. Rabbanan amri min ha-avera. Right? From averas, as the Ma'ariv Folda says, the hemshech and the tehillim. Shigios mi'avin. Right? Those mistakes you'll be protected from. Rabbi Levi amri min ha-mazikin. Min ha-mazikin from spiritual negative forces. Amar Rabbi Abba, back to Tztaka. Im nasata mikischa Tztaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishamercha, right, if, darshaning from this pasuk, shata, right, Hashem yeh bikislecha, if Hashem is in your kiss, kislecha, right, the Rosh Sirlio says kislecha is like two words, kislecha, kisshelcha im chilek Hashem hayabo. Right, if Hashem's chelik is in your pocket, im nasata mikischa l'tztaka, if you gave the tztaka properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishamercha, Hashem will guard you min apisin, umin azimios, umin agulgulios, umin ha'arnonios. These are all different types of taxes. Again, in the days of old, when they were illegal taxes that were taken by various governmental officials, so you'll be protected by that if one gives proper tztaka. Munbaz HaMelech, Amar Rabbi Bezalel Chana Chazal Aniyim. Munbaz, the king, he gave away all of his money to the Aniyim. It was a time of famine. It was a time of needs. He gave away all of his money. Shalchu lo Karovav, his relatives sent to him. V'amru l'avos, and they said, Avosecha osifal shalahen, v'yashal avosehen, your family amassed great wealth, and they've worked very hard for it. And they've gathered it. Va'at bizbazta shalcha v'shal avosecha, you just got rid of it? Let's say what you did. You just took away your family fortune. Armalan Kolshakane. He says, yes, I did. Because look at all the differences between what I did and what my forefathers did. Avosai ganzu ba'aretz v'ani ganasti ba'shamayim. My forefathers hid treasures in this world. But I now have treasures in the next world. Shene'amar emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Right? Tzedek is going to come down from shamayim. Number one. Number two. Avozai gonzu otzroshin osin peros. My forefathers gathered treasures that didn't automatically reproduce. Peros. V'ani ganasi otzroshin osin peros. But now I did something stuck up. It's constantly osin peros in shamayim. Shene'amar imru latzadek kitov ki pri malaleim yochelo. They'll eat the fruits of their labor. Number three. Avozai kontu b'makam shayacho letesbo. My forefathers gathered assets in a place where maybe it's not protected. Maybe somebody could come and steal it. Somebody could come and take it. But in Shemayim it's protected. My forefathers gathered money. But I give lives by saving people, by giving people money. So, lives. Right, other people just gave other. My forefathers gave other people, shared the wealth. Meaning to me, they gave me the money. But I got something for myself. Remember, there's a chazal. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this chazal in his sefer on Katakemach, where he says, "Yosir imasha ani makabel min haashir, haashir makabel min haani." Right, more than what an ani gets from an ashir at staka, the ashir gets from the ani, because the ani gets from the ashir only olam hazeh, and the ashir gets from the ani olam haba. Right, and that's what Munbaz is talking about here. And finally, avosai kansu b'olam hazeh v'ani kanasi l'olam haba. Exactly what I just said. He just quoted a different chazal though. Shenemar utstaka tatzil mimaves. Right, and staka saves from death. Says the Gemara v'lomis. Right, v'lom is, right, a person who gives tzedakah doesn't die, right, mara fulda v'chilom is bidmiya, ela shalo yamos misa lasilavo. Right, a person won't die in the future because his mitzvos and his staka will take him in, will constantly be with him, las elavo. The Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli, remember, says, no, take it literally. Staka tasmi mavis. And there are a number of stories there, including the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, who had given away her wedding meal on her wedding day. Remember, Rabbi Akiva had, the ones that saw the Chaldeim. Right, the ones that looked into the stars told Rabbi Akiva that his daughter was going to die on the day of her wedding. And he never told her this, but he was always very nervous. And the day of the wedding, he was nervous the whole day. And after the wedding, the next day, she's still alive. So he says, wow, what did you do yesterday? Anything special? And she's thinking, and she says, yeah, when everybody was busy, there was a poor person at the door, and I gave him my meal. I gave him my meal. Right, ha'amalei b'panya asa an yikari ababa v'avitri dekuli alma b'sudasa v'leka d'shamei kamina shaklasi l'ristinoi d'havisli yavitinelei. So Rabbi Kiva says, staka tatsmi mavis. Because what happened during that night when she took off her brooch from her hair at night, she stuck it into the wall, and without knowing she had killed a snake. And the snake was going to bite her. A very exciting story, but staka tatsmi mavis, literally. So here the Gemara says, maybe just figuratively, in Shemayim. Okay, we continued. Staka ugamilas chasadim shkulos keneged kol mitzvoseh shel Torah. Staka and chesed. The Gemara says in the Bavli that staka is keneged kol Torah kula, right? One of the mitzvah shkulos. But here, staka and chesed is shakol. Ella, but there's a difference, and this is, I alluded to this yesterday, the Gemara in Sukkah has a similar lashon. Staka no heges b'chayim ugamilas chasadim no heges b'chayim ubamesim. Staka is only by... You can't give staka to somebody who's dead. Staka to alive. But chesed, you could do chesed and mason too. Staka noheges laniyim, bugmil chasadim, noheges laniyim alashirim. And staka is also noheg only to aniyim, and chesed too, even to ashirim. Hatzaka noheges b'mamono shaladam, ugmil chasadim, noheges b'mamono b'm begufo. Money, or even with one's body. Rabbi Yochanan bar Mari b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ono yodim ezem hen chaviv, ot staka, ugmil chasadim. We're not sure which one is more chaviv. Staka or chesed? Kishu omer chesed Hashem may olam bad olam al yireyav. Chesed Hashem is over the whole world. V'tzid kasol b'nei Adam, chada amra, shugmilas chasadim chaviv ha-yosu menat staka. While chesed is over the whole world, staka is more limited. So you see from there that chesed is even greater than staka. And again, the Gemara already reflects that. Again, staka is great, but chesed with one's body, and it can be even to Ashir, but even to the Mesim, so that's even greater. Adkan staka, and the Shulchan Aruch has much to say in terms of the Mamare Chazal about staka. If you look at the beginning of Hilchas Staka in Hilchas in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says La Olam Ein Adam Ma'ani Minat Staka V'Lo Davara V'Lo Hezik Mitgalgel Al Yada Shneimar V'Haya Ma'isa Staka Shalom Kol Marachim Al Ani Makadosh Baruch Hu Marachim Alav. Right, and staka docha xeris kasho, subarov tatsami mavis, kamoshi irelit sarfis, many different mamari chazal that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the beginning of Hilchas Staka, simin reish mem zayin, which the whole simin is about schar, godel schar hat staka. That's the name of the simin. And the Ramah there says, also what we had recently, the Yalada Testa Kaddish Baruch Hu with staka, one of the exceptions to the rule. Okay, Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah, can I get kulam, as the Mishnah says. So now we talk a little bit about Talmud Torah, and some of this might be familiar also from Gemara's in the Bavli. Shalos Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'o Shiyo Maradam is Beno Yevanis. Right, this is we had Simon Gemara in Menachas. Right, could a person teach their son Greek culture? Amar Lahem Yilamdeinu B'Shah She'ina Lo Yom V'Lo Laila. Yes, sure, find the time when it's not day or night, and you could teach it. Dechsiv V'Agisva Yom V'Lo Laila. Right, so therefore, the Mara Folda says, "Klomar lo yilam denu klal." In other words, there is no time. So mehata also adam lo amid is beno umnis. What's you telling me? Vagisva yom v'layla. So you can't teach your son a trade. Parnasa. Begin to chsev vagisva yom v'layla. If you're saying take it literally, so then basically you can't do anything else. You can't make a parnasa. Vatani Rabbi Shmuel v'charta b'chaim zu umnis. Rabbi Shmuel umnis. Remember the Gemara in Brachas also, right? You have to. Rabbi Ba, Bereid, Rabbi Chia, Barva, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei HaMasoros. Really, you could teach, and you could be involved in other things, let's say even Yevanis. The only reason that they said not to teach Chachmas Yevanis, Lashon Yevanis, was because of a Maisa Shahaya. Because there was a case of Mesira, a case where it was a terrible, right, remember there was a siege in in Yerushalayim, and the Gemara tells a story in Baba Kama and elsewhere about what happened with, because one of the elders knew the language of Yavan, and they sent a secret message outside that led to terrible tragedies. That's why there was a specific zera, not to do it. But otherwise, you know, there is, according to this Gemara, there's flexibility in terms of learning other things. Right? Is it a good thing? How much time? You know, the Vilna Gaon knew all the sciences in the world because he felt all the sciences in the world are part of the science of Torah. Okay. Big discussion. Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan muto adam la'amidas ben bito Yevanis. Person could teach their daughter Yevanis. Mneshu tachshit la, because it is a tachshit. What's a tachshit? That means it's something that Pnei Moshe shevach v'tiferes la. Vein lachash b'ishal misoros. Woman's not going to be a moseres, and therefore there's no danger in that. Shama Shimon barva amar begin du by malfa banse. Shimon barva heard because Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach his daughter Torah, the Yevanis, who tali le Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter, yavo elayim shamati mi Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a close talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, I never heard him say that in shir. So I don't think so. He wanted to teach his daughter Yevanis, he said Rabbi Yochanan said it. But I don't believe that. Okay, he was a close talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. Kibud avaim, next on the list. Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shalos Rabbi Eliezer, Adhechan who kibud avaim. The answer Rabbi Eliezer knew how far does kibud avaim go? How much does one have to push themselves? Amar lahen v'lietem sholim, you're asking me? L'chu v'shul was Dama ben Asina. Go ask Dama ben Asina. That's what one of the Mefarshim say in the back. You're asking me? Maybe he didn't want to talk about kibud avaim, because this is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Beginning of Perkut, Rabbi Elazar talks about he left his father. He left his father and went to learn Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So maybe he wasn't the greatest in terms of kibud avaim. So he said, don't ask me, ask Dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina rosh partircholi haya. He was the head of the police. Pamachas. So first we have a story that's not famous, and then tomorrow we'll have the story that's famous. Pamachas imo misatarto befnei kol buli shalo. One time his mother was hitting him in front of all of his soldiers. V'nofal kurtakon shala miyada, and the shoe that she was using to hit him with fell down. V'ho shalo shalo tesar. He picked it up and said, here, you need this? It fell down. And he gave it back to her. So therefore you see that he was above and beyond. Amar b'chizki a goyish kaloni haya. He was a non-Jew from Ashkelon. V'rosh patacholi haya. V'evan shiyash alav aviv lo yashav alav yamav. The stone that his father sat on, he never sat on. He had covered. V'kivet shemes aviv asa ota yirishalo. And once his father died, he made it into an avodah zarah. That's not a good thing. But it just says that he had covered for his father, and therefore he would never sit in his father's seat. We'll have to stop here, because now starts the more famous story about the stone and not waking up his father. So we'll start with that, Beth Hashem, tomorrow with Pam Achas.